Those were the three driving forces, and it all came from the common vision of we do not want to burden our taxpayers anymore. Or maybe not anymore, I don't mean to speak out of bounds, but we just don't want to burden our taxpayers. And so when myself and my colleagues started this strategy plan, that was the current that ran through everything that we did. And so we had to answer the question, okay, if we're not going to raise taxes, then how are we going to get more money to build on our infrastructure and do more programs and do more things? Increasing visitor spending is one way to do that. And we saw that that's happening since 2020. Expanding the property tax base. I want to be very careful about the words I use because it's not increasing property taxes. It's expanding the housing market, new builds, that sort of thing. And then increasing sales tax revenue. So that goes hand in hand, I think, with visitor spending, but also opening up small business here and offering places for visitors or people or everybody to spend their money and increasing that revenue base, not the sales tax number, but the base. So, yeah.
And then just as far as, I mean, the bottom line is you want, you know, as many parties as possible collaborating in the same direction where if one benefits in the county, all benefit in the county. I mean, that's kind of the mindset you have to believe in.
Absolutely. And this strategic plan is on behalf of the county board. And so inherently they are for the entire county. And with that comes collaboration. And again, small town, rural America, we are known for who we are and working together. And I think that the more that we all partner and collaborate, the more we can get done. I'm sure that this rings true that our local business owners, our local nonprofits, they wear many hats. A lot of them are 1, 2, 3 run businesses. That gets heavy. And so collaboration is the way out of that, I think.